You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The show must go on.
It's show time. Get it? Because I'm Beetlejuice and she's show. Anyway, B-Way Showtime. You know, the whole being a podcaster thing. Listen or else.
Hi everyone, Shoshana reporting for B-Way Show here at Skeleton Crew's opening night on Broadway.
I'm Dominique Mariso.
Skeleton Crew opening night, how are you feeling?
I'm so complicated. It's a complicated feeling right now. I'm very happy to be opening the show. We've gone through a lot to open it. And we've gone through basically the same thing that the show itself has gone through, but that the characters in the play are going through. So I'm happy to be here. I just said goodbye to my son. He came and took pictures with us out in front of the theater and was crying. So I'm having one of those, I'm having a hard time having just let go of my son right now. But I'm happy to be here doing theater, and I cannot wait to see these guys rock it tonight.
The note that you wrote for audience members is so personal. Can you talk about the impact that this show and your family has had on it?
Yeah, you know, I lost my father at the top of the pandemic, and he was a working man. And when I started to look through stuff, you know, for his obituary, I found all these articles and just different things that he'd written and said. And I realized he put this seed in me of caring about the working class long before I realized what was happening. So this is kind of inevitable.
From Ain't Too Proud and sharing this joy of audiences. I was at that final performance, something I've never seen before, that the joy. What does it mean to be giving this representation to so many people on Broadway?
You know, it is very special to be able to have people see themselves and feel visible, you know, who otherwise don't. That's what we all want to do as artists. We all say that. And I just hope that it's not exhaustive, that we can keep doing it, and that I'm certainly not the only one, that I'm one of a million.
Thank you. Enjoy opening night.
Thank you. Happy opening.
Hi, I'm Danae Benton. I'm good. I'm excited. I went to college with Shantae. She was like a year below me. And so I'm just really excited to get to support her and Dominique and everyone.
And right now with Broadway, we really want to show everyone Broadway is open, Broadway is thriving. What do you want to say to fans up there?
There's just nothing better to do than come see some art when the world is like it is. And we're going to keep you safe and hopefully also make you feel good. Yeah.
This is James Harkness.
Skeleton Crew opening night. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. I haven't had a chance to see the piece yet, and it's something that I've really been looking forward to, and having the blessing of working with Dominique on Ain't Too Proud. And she's an incredible playwright. So the opportunity to see this is something that I really am looking forward to.
What's the process of working with Dominique?
It's incredible. Like, I'm not just saying that to say because I'm on camera. No, honestly, she is, the words that she writes is who she is. She speaks from her truth, and that's one of the most beautiful things about her. She is a no-nonsense type person. There's no games, but it all comes from the heart. It comes from love, and she really, her heart is huge. You know what I mean? And it's wonderful to work with someone like that because all she really wants is truth. You know.
I want to see a Broadway fan right now.
Oh man, come see shows. Support the theater, you know what I mean? It's one of the most beautiful art forms that exist, I believe, because it's something that you don't get from watching a movie. Watching an actor take a journey in front of your eyes live is a very different process than the beautiful work that is done on film, which is also beautifully edited for content and for storytelling. But when an actor has that ability, that talent to take that journey and you get to sit there and watch it, there's nothing like it.
My name is Ruben Santiago Hudson. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling blessed. I'm happy that Broadway is back and people are coming in, and we're feeling like we want to get on the upswing now. We want to start continuing being safe, but continuing to live and be human beings and be social.
How would you describe Skeleton?
Skeleton Crew is a poetic tribute to the working class people in this country. It's real, it's sincere, it's profound, it's entertaining, it's enlightening. And more than anything, it's a Dominique Morisseau, Ruben Santiago Hudson collaboration at MTC.
What does that collaboration mean to you?
It means the world to me. I mean, this part of my career, you can sometimes look at it as a moment in my career, but actually it's a chapter in my career. I've done two of her world premieres of her plays, and our collaboration is one of the most, I guess, important of my career.
Is there anything you want to say to Broadway fans right now?
I want to tell the Broadway fans, come on out, long as you're safe, get your shots, wear your mask, come enjoy this theater. We're here, and we as the actors and the artists and the designers and the directors, we welcome you here, and we want to see you. So come on and join us.
This is Britton Smith.
A little cold.
It's a little cold. We're going to make this fast.
That's all right.
Britton, how are you feeling opening night?
I'm so warm on the inside, baby. So warm on the inside. Yeah, yeah. Excited.
Who do you know is
Oh man, I have some friends in the cast. Ruben Santiago is heaven sent guiding light, and so I am so down for everything he does. And I'm a huge fan of Dominique. I mean, we know what's about to happen tonight. Oh, absolutely. And then Felicia Rashad, come on, get out of here.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And with the Broadway Advocacy Coalition, a show like this, what message do you want out there?
Oh man. We've seen a lot of shows this year written by Black playwrights, and my main go-to is, let's not make it a moment. Let's continue to celebrate and see these brilliant writers. They've been brilliant before George Floyd's murder, right? And there are so many others who we don't know yet. And so I'm so ready to see who the rest of the brilliant people are who we're making room for. And there's so many organizations that are bringing people to the forefront who we need to see. And so I'm so thrilled to see them in 6 months, in 1 year, in 2 years from now, who those people are who are coming up from the ground that we need to see. Yeah.
I've seen you at so many Broadway opening nights and other events. What do you want to say directly to the fans?
Oh, man, come see it and see why we keep coming out. See why we keep showing up, and you'll witness what we witness, and it's medicinal every time. Particularly Black art is medicinal, so come see it and catch some medicine, catch some healing.
Hi, I'm Daphne Ruben Vega.
Opening night, Daphne Ruben Vega. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm happy to be here. It's cold, and it's theater, and it's Ruben Santiago Hudson and Dominique Morisseau. And I'm here with my date, Kiara Beauties, so, yeah.
To go from last time I saw you with Tick, Tick, Boom, and it's just like, this is such a special time for Broadway and theater and everyone in the theater community to be together. What do you want to say to fans out there?
Be careful. I mean, you know, I know that that's not, like, yeah, be careful, and we're being careful, so we're waiting for you, you know? Yeah, we're waiting.
Is there a special feeling when you're at an opening or something that makes it a little different?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a big city. It's a small, small town. And when crisis happens, this town gets much more, like, real and intimate, despite that killer car over there. Come on! People pull up, but then people, like, you know, a next kind of energy kicks in. So, do I feel good about it? I feel great about it. I feel like it's really important.
My name is Kara Young, here at another opening night.
Oh my God. I just love being in the theater, and I love celebrating this incredible masterpiece of a play. I got to see it in previews when we unfortunately had a cancellation for our show. I ran over here, so I am really excited to see it with the cast, you know? I just love this play. I love Dominique, and I'm really excited to be in the theater watching, you know?
And between Clyde's and Skeleton Crew, having Black writers, having Black performers taking over Broadway, what does that mean?
It means that we're not done, you know? There's so much more to go. There's so much more to do. There's so many stories to tell. And it's just the beginning of something great. And I hope everybody continues to put their best foot forward to continuing this representation on Broadway.
Hi, I'm LaChance.
LaChance, opening night of another play. How are you feeling?
Oh, so excited and so proud to be able to walk into a Broadway theater again and enjoy some theater, which is what we all need to remember we can do. It's all safe protocols. All these producers are spending a lot of money to make sure that we're safe, so I'm happy to be out.
And what do you want to say directly to your fans?
Keep coming to theater. We're here. We're telling great stories. Everything is safe. Come back into the theater and experience some joy and remember why we all love it.
Say thank you to all of you for weathering the storm, for supporting the theaters, for coming out here. This has been an unprecedented year. 7 black playwrights made Broadway. I know that probably will never happen again, but we need to see a lot more than we're seeing. So let's make sure that you all spread the word, and people who are not used to this particular kind of play of these particular people, let everybody know that we're all the same. We're all breathing and loving and laughing. We got anger, we got pathos, we got pain, we got joy, we got jokes. I want to acknowledge in that same vein that we are also celebrating Black Theater Night tonight. Yeah. I really wanted to bring out the understudies. We had mentioned them. Say a big thank you to Manhattan Theater Club.
Yeah.
This vision for the future includes us and has included me this season, and I'm grateful. And I want to say a particular thank you to Dominique Morisseau. I want to say something.
I was telling the cast earlier tonight that my husband, Jay Keys, who did... Yeah. I have a one-year-old son, and we brought him here because we're crazy. And we just took a quick picture with him, you know, and put him back in the car, and he grabbed me by the collar. You know what I'm saying? My son grabbed me by the collar tonight, and he wouldn't let me go, and then I had to, like, pull away and, like, close the door, and his fearsome, loving babysitter was just like, we got this, and took him off, you know? And he was screaming, and I was like, shit, I really hope one day he thinks this was worth it. I really hope he thinks this was worth it. Because this shit's hard, and sometimes I didn't know if moving him across the country to come do theater in a play was gonna be worth it. And some days we showed up on this stage like, they shutting us down, ain't they? And I didn't know what was going on, and we would see other shows, like other plants close. One of my own other shows close. And not knowing who's next. That's the time we're making theater in. That's the time these eight, actually, black playwrights ended up coming to Broadway through the play. And we still make art through that play. And we show up because we know we have to. I wanted to say something else. I saw online somebody had written something, and I just was posting about the show. I don't know it personally. But she said she was thinking about the play, and she thought to herself, well, will fight always have to equal sabotage? And I didn't know her, and I didn't answer her in that, because I didn't know the answer, but I know it tonight, and the answer is not collective fight, no. It does. I stand here on the shoulders of auto workers.
Yes.
The auto industry of factory workers who built my family and who built my city. And I don't know how a theater worker could ever see this play and not see themselves in an auto worker ever again, because this unprecedented closings and don't know what's happening. This has never happened to Broadway, but this has happened to factories all the time. And so I guess I just want to leave you with the UAW workers that I talked to. I remember one of them said to me, they said a lot. They wanted me to let y'all know so many things. I put a lot of it in the play what they wanted people to know about the United Auto Workers, the UAW, was that they are not, they don't just fight for auto workers' rights. They don't fight for auto workers only. They fight for human rights, because at the whole of every labor movement is human rights, civil rights. That we see in our field today that mirrors what is going on in this play is a human rights movement. And I am proud to stand in that movement with people on this stage. And I want to thank this entire cast for showing up and saying yes, for passing the baton back and forward. We know who is gonna pass it to next, and everybody just pick up the baton. Called each other, called me to keep my morale high. What kind of cast does that? And also made sure that each other was held together in this process, and that Ruben Santiago Hudson held this.
Story airs my
soul. Because I was going to say, Ruben Santiago Hudson, this fierce, loyal director that holds his team together, knows how to delegate, and knows how to trust the team around him. We have an incredible associate director.
Yes, Story Ayers.
Yes. Management team.
Yeah.
I'm just saying all club knew what they were doing when they made this man their artistic advisor. Theater, we have been very welcomed into this space, but I just thank you for showing up because this is not a one-way street. This is a two-way street. Like, this and us, we do this together. Right. We do this together. We're a community. So I thank everybody for showing up because, my God, I can't believe nobody coming out to see plays right now. Thank you for doing that. And I thank you for amplifying us and keeping us alive because what can survive a plague if not theater? So thank you so very much.
We'll see you at the show.
Thanks for listening to BYU Show, the podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review so you can be a spy on the inside for future episodes. Head over to the Booth Theater to see Jelly Donut and the Freestyle Love Supreme crew on Broadway and check out their opening night coverage on BYUShow.com. Thanks to all the Showtrions and special shout out to the Showstopper and Shonanigans levels. Claire Freeman, Kelly Chapman, Ashley Stazak, Shannon Wheeler, Judy Kottner, Naomi Kottner, John Benson, Alyssa Wallace, Cindy Howard, Julie Larkin, Lisa Michelle Martine O'Neill, Margaret Howie, Eva Finklausen, and Sharon Salzberg. If this was your jam, you can become a Showtron. Head over to patreon.com/BYUShow. You get exclusive access to film performances, photos, and interviews, as well as up-to-date news on what's going on in the theater world. It's a fun time. Come check it out. Thanks as always to Kyle Braxton, aka Geddon, for these awesome beats, Jelani Remy for the beautiful intro riff, Alex Brightman for the Showtime promo, Chelsea Hill, aka Illustrating Diva, for the cool cover art, all the wonderful guests, and all of you for listening. Broadway shows are announcing their new opening dates. While we're excited to see everyone get back to work, we must stay vigilant in our calls to make theater a safe space for everyone involved. We need reports on how companies will be enacting anti-racist, anti-transphobia, anti-ableism, and anti-abuse work. We can't go back. We must move forward. Get your vaccine, wear a mask, be safe, and let's take care of ourselves. Proud member of the Broadway Podcast Network. We'll see you at the show.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.